Greetings and welcome to the broadcast. I am Minister Bostic and I am a true worshiper. Welcome to where we share the truth of God and expose the enemy's work. Join us each and every week where we magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Jesus is Lord.
Amen. Mark, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and there was noise that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. When they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. Verse 12, and immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and establish it in our heart. The message in the word that I'd like to share with you and leave with you is one word, and it is simply breakthrough. Breakthrough. Amen. I'm persuaded that there will be times in our lives where we are just given what we need. There will be a need for something. And there are times in your walk with the Lord, times in your walk with Christ, where God will just give you what you need. It might be money. It might be miracles. It might be a blessing. Whatever the need is, there are times where God will just give it to you. He might use someone to come along down your path and give you the very request that you've had before the Lord. But there are other times where someone might not give us what we need, but there are times where we are going to have to initiate. We are going to have to exert some energy or move in action to take us to the next level, to receive what we need. It is this effort or this exertion of effort that we are going to need. It's our faith is going to have to be present to surmount these obstacles that we are facing. You see, it's possible for what we need to be right around us, but sometimes that thing that we need, it could be in close proximity. There are times where God will hand that very thing to you,
There's other times where you're going to have to reach out your hand. You're going to have to exert something to get the very thing that you need. Help us, Jesus. It is the scriptures as we looked at it. We see in Mark, the first chapter, the second chapter, we see Jesus has just entered into Capernaum. And if you read it carefully, it says, and again, he entered into Capernaum. Since it says again, one might, with an inquiring mind, might wonder, why is it that he is going there the second time? What happened the first time that he might return to Capernaum? We would see that Capernaum is, it's a fishing village on the northern sea of Galilee. We see it was Capernaum that Jesus first entered after he received his disciples. Jesus had been walking along the way. He had been endued with power from on high. You know the story about John the Baptist. But now Jesus is walking and he sees Simon and Andrew. Tells them to come along. I'm going to make you fishers of men. Not only did he take Simon and Andrew, but also James and John, the sons of Zebedee. He brought them along and they entered into the town or the village of Capernaum. It is in Capernaum, while Jesus was there, that he walked into Capernaum and he entered, the Bible says, the synagogue on the Sabbath day. On the synagogue he entered into, and he began to not only just enter the synagogue, but he began to instruct them out of the word. Begin to teach them the doctrine. I can only imagine what it would be like to have Jesus Christ enter into the place. Hallelujah. They're so used to hearing the scribes and used to hearing the Pharisees. But now here is Jesus, God himself. He's entered now into the synagogue, into Capernaum. And he is now he's allowed them to begin to hear the words of God. And they begin to hear these words and they are amazed because he's speaking with authority, not as the scribes did, people that were accustomed to writing the words. It's a difference when you being instructed by someone that's regurgitating something and something that's someone that's been anointed with the word of God. So here is Jesus with God himself, God manifested in the flesh. John tells us that this is word manifested in the flesh. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, and that word became flesh. So here is Jesus in the synagogue teaching them out of the word, not only teaching them out of the word, but he is the word. He is that word, and they are amazed. He's not like the scribes. He's teaching with authority, teaching with power. Oh, hallelujah. And they begin to teach them out of the word of God. And not only did he just teach them, they begin to bring the sick to him. Begin to bring those that had various or divers, as the Bible says, divers diseases. And the unclean, you can see this in 1 Mark. I'm giving you a background of why he was at Capernaum again. The first time he taught them the word and he began to cast out the diseases, all various manners of diseases before the people. And they brought the unclean and he cast even devils out of people. And the Bible says that his fame went immediately. He began to talk about Jesus. Here is this man now. He's speaking like no one we ever heard speak. Not only is he speaking, but now he's demonstrating the word of God. The sick are coming before him and they're becoming whole. The lame are becoming fixed. And he's even the sick of the palsy and all those that have spirits in them. They too are being cast out. Unclean spirits, unclean devils can't stand in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, this is his first encounter. He's in Capernaum. The multitude becomes so great that in 1 Mark, it says early in the morning, before the day, Jesus gets out of that town of Capernaum. And so now in Mark, as we pick up, it is the second time where Jesus is now in Capernaum. No doubt the rumors have been circulating about this man, Jesus, how he's been healing, how he's beginning to cast out devils. And now the people want to inquire about this man. Hallelujah. Something about when you begin to walk in the power of God, the people can hear about when they start to see the evidence, the proof that God is with you. These rumors begin to circulate. And now when Jesus comes the second time into Capernaum, hallelujah, people are waiting, hallelujah. They're expecting something. They begin the crowd begins to seek Jesus out. So much so, there's a man that the Bible says there's a man that has palsy, a man that has problems in his body. Amen. And it's this man that is going to serve as the focus, that's going to show us what can happen if we don't just stay in our circumstances. We don't just be content with being in close proximity to Jesus. We exert a little bit of effort. Hallelujah. We don't let those barriers that are around us hinder us from getting to Jesus. You see, if I can just get to Jesus, Jesus is God, and he's got everything that I need. See, the people realize that this Jesus has power. He's just not a great prophet. He's just not a great apostle. But this Jesus, he truly is God. He has the power, hallelujah, to cast out. He has the power to speak things. He has the power to make whole. He has the power to forgive sins. So here is the crowd that is, they've encamped, they've encircled around a house. It is this Jesus who is now, there is a great multitude around about him. There are many people that are desiring. I can only imagine those sick that were out there among them. How do you discern who gets healed, who doesn't get? And there was many people surrounding the house. To many people, that would have been a discouragement. There's so many people around Jesus. How could I possibly get to Jesus? There's so many people that are before me. There are so many people that are ahead of me. How can I possibly get into the presence of Jesus? I like this story because I see some perseverance that is here. You see, there's a certain person. Some people will see a barrier, and that will be their excuse or the reason to turn back. Other people will see that same barrier, and that will elevate the level of faith. You see, that same barrier will serve. It will determine whether they're going to get their blessing or not. Same obstacle. Other people are seeing the exact same obstacle. To one person, I can't make it any further. To someone else, they just see, I got to exert a little bit more effort. I need a little bit more faith. I've got to come at this a different direction. Faith. The man with the palsy, he was with some people. Thank God that these people, they saw the crowd, saw all the people that were surrounding the house, and that didn't serve as a point of discouragement. Somewhere along the line, it's this man that has this palsy. And palsy is, they say palsy is a paralysis. It's when your body isn't functioning like it should function. Where you don't have the activities of your limbs like you should. You don't have full feeling in your body. You can't, your body isn't functioning like it should. This man realized that there's something wrong with me. But not only is there something wrong, I know where I can get fixed. I know if I could just, whether it was the man or the friends around him that gave him the idea, somehow in that process, they realized that it was Jesus that could solve the problem. I wonder, is anybody possibly, there might be something in the body, something in the life, something that might not be functioning. like it should function. Hallelujah. Something, I'm not feeling the movement like I should be feeling. I'm not feeling the activity like I should be feeling. But if I can just get in the presence of Jesus, if I could just get before God, hallelujah. If I could just get before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, well, what is the problem? Hallelujah. What is the issue? What is the predicament? Hallelujah. That God cannot fix. So it's these men that are now around the house. And the Bible records that as they saw the crowd, the Bible says they could not come nigh unto him for the press. This thing didn't serve as a barrier to them, but it just served as an opportunity. We've got to do this another way. We've got to break through. It says they uncovered the roof, and what is this? It says they begin to break it. Broke it. Broke something that was the only barrier between them and Jesus. Hallelujah. I wonder, does anyone have any glass ceilings? Anybody have any barriers in your life? Something that's keeping you away from Jesus? I'm telling you, all you've got to do is what? Break through. Get through that obstacle. Breakthrough is the act of overcoming. It's the process of getting through. Jesus is on the other side, but all we've got to do is what? We've got to get through something. Exert some effort, exert some energy. There's something there. I don't know what it is in your life, but if you could just get through it, if you can overcome it, if you can get to the other side, Jesus is there. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And these men, once they broke through the roof, uncovered the roof, the Bible says they put the bed down in the presence of the Lord. That tells me once I break through, I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. A time, a place where I can just be in Jesus' place, just be before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, be in the presence of the Lord. Is a fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. Where there's power, there's joy, there's love in the presence of the Lord. But it's on the other side of my breakthrough, it's on the other side of my trial, it's on the other side of my storm. The storm is a barrier. The storm is trying to some that look at that storm, I can't get through this. To some that look at this, it's too much to overcome. But someone else with faith, I'm going to come another way. This thing is not going to overcome me. I'm going to get through this thing. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I want to break through. I've got to get through this thing. My joy is on the other side. My peace is on the other side. My blessings on the other side. My miracles on the other side. My family's on the other side. My blessing that I set before the Lord is on the other side. But I've got to break through. Get me to Jesus. Get me to Lord. Get me to the King. Get me to Jesus. Hallelujah. The man of the palsy had some friends, and they gave him, if you will, a push. Ah, hallelujah. They gave him a little bit of help, hallelujah. Yeah. See, the man, he didn't have a full exit, so he had some friends that could come along. They got him in the presence of the Lord. I wonder, does anybody have a praise on their heart? This praise might not be for you, but your brother might need a little push. Praise until something happens. Praise God until something breaks through. Praise God until those walls fall down. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody got a praise out there. Don't act like God hasn't been good. Don't act like God hasn't worked out something. Hallelujah. I need a push. I need to be in the presence of the Lord. Will someone lift up their brother? Will someone lift up their sister and begin to magnify God? Begin to lift up Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I need Jesus. I can't get out of this on my own. I need Jesus on this one. I've been fighting through this thing for a long time. I've been dealing with the palsy for a while. Hallelujah. I need to break through this thing. Oh, God, help us, oh, God. Someone push through to your miracle. Push through to your blessing. Push through to the other side. Break through. Break through to your blessing. Break through. So you can be before Jesus. You see, it's these men that took this action. They set a precedent about something that would move the hand of God. Ask yourself, is God a respecter of persons? Would God just honor these men and allow it to be in the Bible for an example to Christians that would read after this? Or can I use the same principle in my life to get before Jesus? Can I use the same principle? Though God is a spirit, he can't see him. I know he's present everywhere. So if I'm not feeling like I'm not in his presence, there must be some kind of barrier. Whether it's spiritual, physical, but there is something there. Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, spiritual wickedness in high places. There's some barrier that is there. And God is present everywhere. He's in the midst. He's in close proximity to you. I want you to see it. Hallelujah. Well, everything that you need is in Jesus. And my Bible says God, he inhabits the praises of his people. My Bible tells me that God is, he's present everywhere. So if I'm in a situation where I can't feel him, I'm not getting what I need, it must mean I've got to exert a little more effort. Utilize a little bit more faith. I've tried this, I tried praying, I've tried this fasting. I'm going to do everything that I know to do to get before Jesus. I might have to uncover some things. I might have to break down some things, but if that allows me to get before Jesus, it's worth it. It's worth it, brothers and sisters. It's worth it. If that's what I got to do, I'm willing to do it. If I've got to, I've been wrestling with this thing long enough. If that's what I got to do, I'm willing to do it. Oh, I feel this. Come on, somebody. Just come on. Let's stand on our feet. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go any further. I just feel it right here. Why hear about breakthrough and not get your breakthrough? Why hear about miracles and not get a miracle? Why not have a demonstration? But it got to start with you. A little effort. A little more faith. But it's got to start. Hallelujah. Just a little more. Someone reach to him. Hallelujah. Come on, lift those hands up. Reach towards Jesus. Come on, lift that mouth open and begin to worship your God. Begin to magnify your God. Begin to lift up Jesus Christ. Oh, we need you, Jesus. Lord, another day, oh God, we don't want to wrestle, but we need a breakthrough, oh God. We need a breakthrough, oh God. Breakthrough, oh God. Help us, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God. We need the miracle. We need the blessing. Jesus, we need the door open, Jesus. Oh God, hallelujah, not another day, oh God. Oh God, this is our day, Lord, through faith. This is our moment through faith. This is what I've been praying for. This is what I've been seeking, Jesus. And you're too close. I don't want to let you go, Jesus. Yeah, you're too close.
That's our broadcast for tonight. Thank you for listening. I pray that the content has enriched or blessed your life in some way. In case someone is wondering, how do I come to Jesus? How do I get saved? The Bible tells us in Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." To repent is to be godly sorrowful and to turn from our old sinful ways. We then must be baptized. As Jesus was baptized of John the Baptist, so must we as followers of Christ. To be a Christian means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. If Jesus was baptized, so must we be baptized. It is through baptism we are immersed in water. We bury the old man, ways, and habits. We put on Christ through baptism, according to Galatians 3:27. And God promises to give us the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the Spirit of God abiding on the inside. The Spirit of God will teach us and give us the ability to overcome this world. It allows us to truly worship God in spirit and in truth. Have you received the Bible-based salvation? If you would like to talk to someone, give us a call at 804-212-3097. That's 804-212-3097. My name is Minister Bostic. I'd love to hear from you. You can also visit our website at trueworshiping.org. There you will find the message you heard tonight. Join us next week at the same time. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. I ask you, are you a true worshiper? Be blessed.